2. The death of Zacharias. After an illness of several months, Zacharias died in July AD 12, when John was just past 18 years of age. This was a time of great embarrassment to John, since the Nazarite vow forbade contact with the dead, even in one's own family. Although John had endeavored to comply with the restrictions of his vow regarding contamination by the dead, he doubted that he had been wholly obedient to the requirements of the Nazarite order. Therefore, after his father's burial, he went to Jerusalem, where, in the Nazarite corner of the women's court, he offered the sacrifices required for his cleansing. In September of this year, Elizabeth and John made a journey to Nazareth to visit Mary and Jesus. John had just about made up his mind to launch out in his life work, but he was admonished, not only by Jesus' words, but also by his example, to return home, take care of his mother, and await the coming of the Father's hour. After bidding Jesus and Mary goodbye at the end of this enjoyable visit, John did not again see Jesus until the event of his baptism in the Jordan. John and Elizabeth returned to their home and began to lay plans for the future. Since John refused to accept the priest's allowance due him from the temple funds, by the end of 2 years they had all but lost their home, so they decided to go south with the sheep herd. Accordingly, the summer that John was 20 years of age witnessed their removal to Hebron. In the so-called wilderness of Judea, John tended his sheep along a brook that was tributary to a larger stream which entered the Dead Sea at En-Gedi. The En-Gedi colony included not only Nazarites of lifelong and time-period consecration, but numerous other ascetic herdsmen who congregated in this region with their herds and fraternized with the Nazarite Brotherhood. They supported themselves by sheep-raising and from gifts which wealthy Jews made to the order. As time passed, John returned less often to Hebron, while he made more frequent visits to En-Gedi. He was so entirely different from the majority of the Nazarites that he found it very difficult fully to fraternize with the Brotherhood. But he was very fond of Abner, the acknowledged leader and head of the En-Gedi colony.